coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. We read from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, from verse 15 down to the last verse. And then we also read in Hebrews, chapter number 2, 14th verse. I'd like to read that Hebrews chapter 2 again, and that 14th verse. Glory to God. He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Glory to God. Beautiful. So the victory of Jesus Christ over Satan was for our sake. He defeated the devil for us, meaning that we don't have any trouble with the devil. Because as far as we are concerned, he's been defeated. Hey, come on. Say, the devil has been defeated.
The devil has been defeated.
He was defeated for me.
He was defeated for me.
Which means,
I
have defeated the devil. That's sure. You know, but for a lot of people, Satan is a problem. For many Christians, Satan is a problem. There are those who believe they need deliverance from the devil, and they do. Because you see, as far as they can believe that Satan has them whipped, they are whipped. They believe they have been defeated by the devil, they are defeated. They believe they need deliverance, they do need it. Because you see, they let the devil defeat them. And that means living a defeated life. Thinking the devil is so strong and powerful. But this is because of the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. Lack of spiritual understanding. Did you ever ask yourself, why do many people have so much trouble with Satan? Satan that's been defeated. Why do so many people have trouble with the devil? Many have never been taught. Then some others are too hard-headed. They've been taught, but never accepting knowledge. Because, you see, they believe more in their experiences than they do God. They believe their experiences. They say, well, if I'm delivered, I will know I'm delivered. See, they're going by their experiences. And all the time they're talking about their experiences. They're talking about the nightmares. They're talking about the pain, the affliction that they suffer with. All the time, that's their story. How can a Christian come out of that trouble? If he got himself into it, how does he come out of it? Simply by walking out. We say that and it sounds too simple. How can anybody walk out? But it's true. Just by walking out. In the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, you read from verse 7 down, the Bible tells us how that at the city called Lystra, Paul was preaching the gospel. The man who was important in his feet never walked from birth. And he was sitting on the ground listening to the words of the apostle Paul. And then Paul said, perceiving that the man had faith to be healed, he just said, stand upright on thy feet. That's all. Didn't pray. He said, man, get up. That's all he said. Get up. Now that's a man who never walked. He said, get up. And he got up. Get up. Because that's the gospel. The gospel is good news. It means if you couldn't walk, now you can. If you were poor, poverty is over. If you were defeated, defeat is over. Victory has come. If you were in the dark, light has come. Hey, walk out of the dark. Walk in the light. Simple. But you know, like in many things, people think if it's too simple, it's not real. If it's too simple, it's not real. It's going to be hard to be true. If you told them to get a spotless white cow of 8 years old, exactly. A white cock with a red crown. Then, along with that, two young pigeons, pure white. Bring them. And we will cut them and bathe you with their blood. And you'll be all right. They'll do it. They'll be excited at that. They believe because they did something that was difficult. See, man always wants to buy God out. But doesn't work with him. Hallelujah. Well, this gospel is not cheap. It's free. Amen. It's not cheap, but it's free. It's free. If you were told to do something about it, you couldn't have made it. Too hard. Simply impossible. No one would have ever made it. But Jesus made it and gave us the result. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's why it's free, but it's not cheap. Glory. Hallelujah. So, you now that you are aware in the Word of God that Satan has been defeated and that the victory has been given to you, why don't you make a choice of the life you would live? Many of us here have made a choice. Am I right? Yeah, a lot of us have made a choice. And we are living victoriously. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. You know, but every now and then we have to pull some of those who haven't understood what we're talking about yet, you know. We have to step back a little and pull them along with us. Yeah. Otherwise, I love it when I share among people who are spiritually minded. It's exciting when you have such a meeting. But you know, every now and then, there are those who don't understand it, and we've got to pull them along. Well, well, well. Romans chapter 5. Book of Romans chapter number 5. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I love it. I love it. I love it. Somebody said, what kind of song is that? A great one. Beautiful. The Bible says to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you sing in the Spirit It doesn't sound nice to someone who's listening. Because they say, what kind of a tune is that? He says, a spiritual one. Hallelujah. Did you ever hear someone laughing and you thought, why is he laughing like that? Didn't sound funny. You go, ha, 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 ha. So, are you laughing or what's the matter? Say, I'm laughing. Glory to God. You know, there are people who are always waiting for someone to make them happy. Never wait for someone to make you happy. And there are always those who are trying to make you sad. Because they are sad and they feel everybody around them ought to be sad. I refuse to be sad. Nobody's going to make me unhappy. Ha, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. And I'm reading to you from verse 17. For if by one man's offense, talking about Adam, if by one man's offense death reigned like a king, that reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He's not talking about reigning in heaven, because you're not going to be reigning in heaven. There's nothing to reign over in heaven. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.